With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. After what feels like a year-long slumber, the Monterey Bay Area is beginning to reawaken. COVID-19 infections are falling, vaccinations are increasing, and businesses are reopening. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
Santa Cruz County Health Officer Dr. Gail Newell recently surprised those attending a news briefing with a very optimistic prediction.
We hope that we can reach some level of herd immunity statewide and locally by late spring.
Of course, she says that depends on vaccinations continuing and case rates declining. But good news has been in short supply, so we'll take it. The Monterey Bay entered the red tier in the state's reopening plan on the anniversary of California's first stay-at-home order. Santa Cruz County entered it last week, and Monterey County entered it this week.
Well, we just got the news this morning, just moments ago.
Chris Shake owns several restaurants in Monterey. In the red tier, indoor dining is allowed, and he says that's a big deal.
We're expecting a tremendous turnout. In fact, we get weekly calls just about all year round asking, when are you opening for indoor dining?
Also in the red tier, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which has been closed for more than a year, can open with modifications. Schools can begin to hold in-person classes, and movie theaters can open with 25% capacity. The City of Monterey's Sports Center is scheduled to reopen by month's end. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.